High school athletes in Juneau will be subjected to random drug tests beginning this fall. The Juneau School Board last night voted to accept the recommendations of a community task force.
Unanimous.
The plan mandates drug testing of athletes at Juneau Douglas and Thunder Mountain High Schools. It also sets up a voluntary testing program for other students and makes it easier for school staff and coaches to have a student tested if they suspect drug use. The board created a task force in June after coaches and others said the drug problem in Juneau high schools was becoming a crisis, particularly the use of OxyContin. Board member Destiny Sargent chaired the 12-member task force, which has been immersed in youth drug abuse issues for weeks.
Our whole goal is to identify our students earlier, get them the help that they need, and save lives.
Board members said they were swayed by public opinion and the number of stories, some gut-wrenching, from families whose children abused drugs and are now paying the price, some in prison. Inside Juneau Douglas High School, reaction to the new drug testing program is mixed. KTOO student reporter Caitlin Gettler has the story.
Head football coach at JDHS Bill Chalmers threatened to resign last spring if a drug testing program was not implemented. He says the task force recommendations are already working even though the actual testing has not begun.
The message got through to the football team, and when I met them for the first time on July 27th this year, I said to them, there's going to be a drug testing program in our school. Whether it's voluntary or mandatory really doesn't make a whole lot of difference, because if it's voluntary, you 45 people are going to be the first 45 to sign up for it. And what I got in return was 45 heads shaking yes.
Students at both Juneau Douglas and Thunder Mountain High Schools have mixed feelings about the possibility of a drug testing program. Emily Johnson plays basketball and soccer for the Crimson Bears. She says if athletes are faced with the choice between drugs and their sport, they would probably choose their sport.
I think they'll probably find a way around it, but at the same time, it might help slow it down because people will be scared of the consequences if they get caught.
Miguel Rohrbacher was student council vice president at Thunder Mountain last year and is coming back to JDHS for his senior year. He believes drugs are a huge problem among his peers, but the school is crossing the line by requiring drug tests.
Well, I think definitely like athletes should be encouraged to be drug-free, but maybe that should be more up to parents than the school. I think the school should be allowed to take measures to prevent students from using drugs at school, but I think the school maybe is overreaching in terms of people's personal lives.
Senior Annette Hiley is a star on both the basketball and track and field teams. She believes the program won't help kids her age, but would eventually help future generations stay off drugs.
If a player gets caught now, they're probably still going to do drugs because they're just that, a lot of them are just that addicted to it. But incoming freshmen are probably not going to want to try drugs because they might get tested.
The new policy also calls for voluntary drug testing for students not involved in athletics. The general consensus among high school students seems to be that the voluntary program is unrealistic. Hiley says kids using drugs won't sign up.
It depends if parents decide to sign up their kids, because most kids aren't going to just go, hey, let's sign up for the drug testing if they're on drugs. I might sign up for it because I have nothing to hide.
In Juneau, I'm Caitlin Gettler.